Guess you're right, Armstead said. But he was not interested, and Longstreet, who loved to talk tactics and strategy, let it go. After a moment, Armstead said, Wouldn't mind seeing old Wynne again. One more time? Why don't you? You wouldn't mind? Hell no. Really? I mean, well, Pete, do you think it would be proper? Sure. If the chance comes, just get a messenger and a flag of truce and go on over. Nothing to it. I sure would like just to talk to him again, Armstead said. He leaned back, closing his eyes. Last time was in California, when the war was beginning. Night before we left, there was a party. Long ago, another world. And then Longstreet thought of his children. That Christmas. That terrible Christmas. And turned his mind away. There was a silence. Armstead said, Oh, by the way, Pete, how's your wife? Been meaning to ask. Fine. He said it automatically. But she was not fine. He felt a spasm of pain like a blast of sudden cold, saw the patient, high-boned Indian face, that beautiful woman, indelible suffering. Children never die. They live on in the brain forever. After a moment, he realized that Armstead was watching him. If you want me to leave, Pete. No. Longstreet shook his head quickly. Well, then, I think I'll just set a spell and pass the time of day. Don't get to see much of you anymore. He smiled, a touch of shyness. He was 5 years older than Longstreet, and now he was the junior officer, but he was one of the rare ones who were genuinely glad to see another man advance. In some of them, there was a hunger for rank. In Jubal Early, it was a disease. But Armstead had grown past the hunger, if he ever had it at all. He was an honest man, open as the sunrise, cut from the same pattern as Lee, old family, Virginia gentleman, man of honor, man of duty. He was one of the men who would hold ground if it could be held. He would die for a word. He was a man to depend on, and there was this truth about war. It taught you the men you could depend on. He was saying, I tell you one thing you don't have to worry on, and that's our division. I never saw troops anywhere so ready for a brawl, and they're not just kids either. Most of them are veterans, and they'll know what to do. But the morale is simply amazing. Really is. Never saw anything like it in the old army. They're off on a holy war. The Crusades must have been a little like this. Wish I'd have been there. Seen old Richard and the rest. Longstreet said, They never took Jerusalem. Armstead squinted. It takes a bit more than morale, Longstreet said. Oh, sure. But Longstreet was always gloomy. Well, anyhow, I've never seen anything like this. The old man's accomplishment. Incredible. His presence is everywhere. They hush when he passes, like an angel of the Lord. You ever seen anything like it? No. Remember what they said when he took command? Called him old Granny. Hee! Armstead chuckled. Man, what damn fools we are. There's talk of making him president after the war. They are? Armstead considered it. Do you suppose he'd take it? No, I don't think he would take it. But I don't know. I like to think of him in charge. One honest man. A holy war, Longstreet said. He shook his head. He did not think much of the cause. He was a professional. The cause was victory. It came to him in the night, sometimes with a sudden, appalling shock, that the boys he was fighting were boys he had grown up with. The war had come as a nightmare in which you chose your nightmare side. Once chosen, you put your head down and went on to win. He thought, shut up. but he said, "You've heard it often enough. One of our boys can lick any 10 of them. That nonsense. Well, you fought with those boys over there. You've commanded them." He gestured vaguely east. "You know damn well they can fight. You should have seen them come up that hill at Fredericksburg. Listen." He gestured vaguely, tightly, losing command of the words.